by bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a 5-alarm fire, 5 bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters! Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to Fire Department headquarters, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and his brother Jimmy have just arrived in the company of Fire Chief Cody. The chief is planning to defend his fire prevention campaign against a vicious attack by the proprietor of the city's largest restaurant. We'll hear his plan as soon as you've noted this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Fire Department headquarters, to the private office of Chief Cody. Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and his brother Jimmy sit in silence while their friend Chief Cody stands looking out the window. Until suddenly, 14-year-old Jimmy bursts into speech.
Gosh, I don't see what you're both so gloomy about.
You don't? When this man Lippitt is out to get Chief Cody?
Jimmy, you're a little young to understand the spot I'm in. You see, lots of people don't understand the importance of fire prevention. This man Lippitt is one of them.
And when the inspector reported a dozen different fire hazards at Lippitt's restaurant, the Rainbow House, all right, instead of fixing them up, he starts a slow burn.
Well, yes. And instead of talking it over with the chief, he goes to the newspapers. He claims the fire department is running a racket.
Me, running a racket. That's what hurts Jimmy. After all my years in the department with never a black mark.
Oh, I don't get it.
Listen, kid. Lippitt claims Chief Cody and the inspector don't care about having him fix up those fire hazards. He claims all they want is to annoy him, threaten to close the Rainbow House unless he pays him a bribe.
But that isn't true.
Of course it isn't.
Then who cares what Lippitt says?
You know, he's important enough in this town to swing a lot of public opinion, Jimmy. People who don't know the facts are going to follow his lead.
And there goes our fire prevention work. Don't you see?
When people lose faith in the fire department, Jimmy, it's going to be hard to win them back. And when they lose faith in me, well, I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Why is this so different from any other fire you have to fight?
Oh, now, Jimmy, this is serious.
No, I mean it. Seems to me you're all kind of confused.
Oh, look here, kid. This is no time to...
Well, maybe he's got something, Collins. Let's hear what he has to say. Go on, Jimmy. How is this just like a fire?
Well, like I said, Mr. Lippitt, he's doing a slow burn. So you know where the fire is. And when you see a fire, well, what do you do?
You get in there with a hose line and knock it down.
All right. So instead of a stream of water, you get in there with a stream of facts. You knock old Mr. Lippitt's fire out with...
With the truth. Now, he's publishing slanderous accusations, starting a blaze of misstatement that can gut the fire department.
Well, so we drown him out with the truth. Where do we start, Chief?
In the inspection bureau. We'll charge our hose line with facts from Inspector Buckland's report on Rainbow House. All right, come on, boys. Let's call on the inspector.
There's Inspector Buckram, Chief Cody.
Hey, look at him type with one finger.
The old hunt and peck system, Jimmy. But he turns out some mighty fine reports. Oh, Inspector Buckram, could we interrupt you?
Oh, yes, sir, Chief.
Sit down, Inspector. We've got a little problem on our hands.
Yes, sir. Rainbow House?
Rainbow House it is. Now, department policy is to keep all inspection reports confidential.
That's right, sir.
And you're famous for that golden silence, Inspector.
Oh, hello, Hootsie.
Oh, you know Collins, Inspector. Well, this is his brother, Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi.
It's all right for you to talk freely in front of these two.
Right, sir.
Now, here's the size-up on the fire we've got to fight. Lippitt at Rainbow House is out to embarrass the department. Now, we've got to fight back. But our hands are tied because department policy is to embarrass no private citizen if we can avoid it.
No hearing?
Yes, Lippitt is demanding a hearing, but they...
But he's fighting his case in the papers in advance. He threatens to bring charges that I've been soliciting bribes, that the department won't force him to reconstruct his restaurant if he pays us off.
Oh, but his place is a fire trap.
Well, of course it is. But are the facts in your report strong enough to convince the public?
Here's my report.
All right. Look it over, Collins. Tell me what you think.
Yes, sir. Oh, good grief. Jimmy, to think that that's the place your class wants to hold its banquet. Look at this list.
Now, tell me, Collins, knowing how many fire hazards exist at Rainbow House, would you want your brother to risk his life there?
Not me, sir, but then I know the score.
Well, that's the trouble. You know how fast a fire can spread to a place like that. But other people, well, I don't know.
Well, let's tell the public the facts. Ask them if they would want to spend the evening in a place like that.
Oh, gee, I know. I know just where we could try it and see what people think when they know the facts.
Oh, the report is confidential.
But we wouldn't tell them it's the Rainbow House you're talking about. You wouldn't have to.
You mean to divulge any confidential data?
It might be worked out.
And if I'm helping you with your problem, Chief Cody, this would get me out of mine. You could help me.
Huh? You have a problem?
You bet I do. Gosh, my class at Northside School, they sent me down to fix it up with Mr. Lippitt to have our class banquet at the Rainbow House. Now I wouldn't do it, not for anything. Gosh, I don't want to get the whole class burned up.
Well, then tell them it's against your judgment.
Oh, my judgment. They just fire me out of my job as treasurer. Go ahead and have their banquet there anyway. What if Inspector Buckram would back me up?
A firefighter's brigade?
Well, why not? Inspector, that firefighter's brigade is a smart crowd.
I'll call a special meeting for tomorrow. Look, that'll be a test, won't it? That'll show what people think when you tell them about the facts about a bad fire hazard.
Jimmy, we'll do it. Test the effects of the inspector's report on your firefighter's brigade. And on the results, we'll base our campaign of defense.
And so Jimmy called the firefighter's brigade for a special meeting in the high school. Let's listen now as he introduces Inspector Buckram.
Firefighters, firefighters, attention. Boys and girls of the firefighter's brigade, this is our guest for this special meeting, Inspector Buckram. He's head of the fire department's Bureau of Inspection. Firefighters, be seated. Inspector Buckram, sir, may we have your report?
Boys and girls, I have here a sample report, and I'd like to know what you think of it.
Inspector.
Yes, Jimmy?
I wanted to tell them. This is a report on a certain restaurant, a sort of big nightclub. And they have rooms upstairs you can rent, well, for banquets and stuff.
That's right. Now, never mind what the name is. It's a pretty well-known place. Maybe 1,000 people in and out every evening. Now, here is our inspector report on fire hazards. Such and such a restaurant, such and such a date. Doors, not enough escape doors, direct the street. Doors open inwards, not outwards. Now, in case of fire, these doors will get jammed. Folks won't be able to get out. Stairways, narrow and steep. In case of fire, these could be a death trap. Decorations, draperies, cloth-covered ceilings, all through building are not fireproof. If somebody drops a lighted match or a cigarette, we would have a serious fire on our hands with possible loss of life.
That gives us the idea, Inspector.
Want me to tell you about the kitchen? The conditions there are very bad.
No, I think that's all we need to know, Inspector. So I'm going to ask the brigade a question. Firefighters, this is just supposing. Suppose you had to make arrangements for a party. You know, maybe a class banquet or something. Well, would you take your friends into a place like that? Would you risk their lives in a restaurant like the inspector just told about? No, you bet you won't. And you boys and girls in my class, you gotta trust me. You gotta trust me when I say there's a reason we can't have our class banquet at the Rainbow House.
Later that day, Jimmy makes his report on the firefighters brigade meeting to Chief Cody.
Gee, Chief Cody, if you could have heard them, you'd think I was trying to make them have the banquet in that old fire trap, the way they yelled at me.
That's so, Inspector Buckram? It was a fair test of what kind of reaction we could expect from the public?
Yes, sir. If you tell the public the facts, you'll have no trouble.
Great billows of smoke. That's just what we'll do. Jimmy, get busy with that telephone.
Sir, the telephone?
Go on, get busy.
Hello? Oh, the switchboard. Chief, it's the switchboard downstairs. Gosh, what number do I want?
Tell him to get the editor of the Daily News. You've got a story to release to all the papers in town.
Well, you can't blame Jimmy Collins for being startled when Chief Cody orders him to phone the editor of the Daily News. But Jimmy is right in the thick of Chief Cody's fight to defend the fire department. And this is the first step of the chief's counterattack against the forces that have made serious charges against him. For his statement to the newspapers, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Boys and girls, this is your friend Chief Cody with your special assignment. Firefighters, attention. Each of you is to take special note of the doors, the outside doors that lead to the exterior of your school, the theaters you attend, and other places where people get together. Remember, these doors should open outward, so that in case of emergency, people can escape from the building without danger of being trapped by a door that refuses to open. Make special note of these doors, and you'll know that escape doors opening outward are one sign of a safe building. That is all. Goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.